Hello, teachers. Ben Jennings here. We're on session number 5. It is the second session that goes through the Sermon on the Mount. And as I said last time, Jesus is doing two different things. He's talking to his followers and talking to Jews that have kind of a skewed view of the law and really of his ministry in the Sermon on the Mount. And so Jesus is giving kingdom thinking how his followers think when it comes to different areas in this Sermon on the Mount. And so here's the big idea for the lesson. Jesus is teaching from the Sermon on the Mount should change our thinking and priorities about three different areas. God is, through Jesus is saying, you need to think differently. My people think differently, and we prioritize differently, and he talks about that here. The first area that we're going to see is that we should treasure God over our possessions. So the first area is possessions. We should treasure God over our possessions. We see that verses 19 to 24. This is familiar, some of the most familiar teaching in the Bible, but I love it. It says, "Lay not up for yourselves," verse 19, "treasures upon the earth, where the moth and rust doth corrupt, and where thieves break through and steal. But lay up for yourselves treasures in heaven, where neither moth nor rust doth corrupt, and where thieves do not break through or steal. For where your treasure is, there will your heart be also." So Jesus is commending that they don't pursue trying to enrich themselves on this earth, because on this earth, if we invest in this earth, everything's going away. Rust corrupts, the moth eats, the thief steals, money comes, money goes, resources come, they wear out, it's all going away. He says, instead, treasure, lay up for yourselves treasure in heaven. There's no stealing, there's no moths, there's no corruption. In heaven, it's all permanent, it's all eternal, and it's all pure. He says, where your treasure is, there will your heart be also. Should your heart be on earth, or does your heart need to be in heaven? He wants it to be in heaven. He says, too, about light. The light of the body is the eye. If therefore the eye is single, thy whole body shall be full of light. But if thine eye be evil, thy whole body shall be full of darkness. If therefore the light is in thee be darkness, how great is that darkness? Meaning, you can have all the light in the world, but if your eye can't be lit, then all you have is darkness. And so he's saying, don't serve light and dark, you know, serve light, not darkness. Serve the kingdom of heaven, not the kingdom of this earth. Here, verse 24, don't, you know, you can't serve two masters. You'll hate the one or love the other, or you'll hold to the one and despise the other. You can't serve God. Here's the masters. You can't serve God and serve money. You just can't do it. God is an eternal being who has eternal values, who has an eternal perspective. And money is, by definition, a temporary thing, an earthly value, that kind of a thing. So that same phraseology is used in another passage of scripture talking about the shrewd servant. And essentially he says, the children of this world are more shrewd with temporary money than God's children sometimes are with things that, with these eternal values. He says, make their with the mammon of unrighteousness, make friends to yourself that you'll have in the kingdom of heaven. And essentially what he's saying is, he says, you can't serve God and mammon, but he basically says in that whole parable, you can serve God with mammon. You can take temporary things to make them eternal. And that's really the effect you have here. People that are of the kingdom of God, people that have kingdom values, they treasure God over their possessions. And so that's the way we ought to think. We think eternally. Number two, we should treasure God over our worries. Now, he uses this word several times, take no thought. It's there in verse 25. Verse 28, why take ye thought for raiment? He says it in the next point down to verse 31, take no thought. And then 34, therefore take no thought. He is not saying here that we should never think about money, that we should never think about food, that we should never think about that we should never think about clothing and never think about our future. What he's saying is we do not need to be worried about that. We do not need to think that the key to our future, the key to having, is our effort, our planning, our selves, essentially. Don't worry is the big idea. And we should treasure God and treasure and put our hope in God more than we put our hope in our own plans, money, effort, energy, that kind of thing. So he says in verse 25, therefore I say unto you, take no thought for your life, what you shall eat, what you shall drink, nor yet for your body, what you shall put on. Is not the life more than meat, and the body more than raiment? Behold, the fowls of the air, for they sow not, neither do they reap, nor gather into barns. Yet your heavenly Father feedeth them. Are ye not much better than they? Essentially, he uses fowls of the air. In a minute, he's going to use the lilies of the field and the grass of the field. And essentially, he's using this lesser to greater idea. You're greater. You're made in the image of God. God loves you more than he loves the sparrows and the grass and the lilies. And so if they're taken care of, then you'll be taken care of. And you don't have to give your life over to being consumed by worry about eating, drinking, and what you have. Don't worry. Instead of worry, trust in God. Treasure God. Verse 29, I say to you that even Solomon, all his glory, was not arrayed like one of these. Wherefore, if God so clothe the grass of the field, which today is and tomorrow is cast in the oven, shall not much more clothe he not more say it again. Shall he not much more clothe you, O ye of little faith? So again, lesser to greater argument. God certainly took care of Solomon. And he takes better care of the grass of the field, you know, clothing the field in lilies than even Solomon was clothed. So we should treasure God over our worries. And then number three, we should treasure God over our future. He essentially says almost the same exact thing in this section, but in this section, we're going to emphasize this idea of future. It seems what he does too. He says, therefore, take no thought, saying, what shall we eat? What shall in the future tense, what shall we eat? What shall we drink? Wherewith shall we be clothed? For all these things do the Gentiles seek. For your heavenly Father knoweth that you have need of all these things. Kind of interesting. Throughout this, you have like two, right? He says earlier on, don't store treasure on the earth, store them in heaven. He says, you have earth values and heaven values. He says, you have God and you have mammon. You know, mammon would be the earthly values. God would be the heavenly values. He says, essentially, don't trust in yourself and your plans. Don't worry. Trust in God. So you have two ways of thinking, worrying, taking thought, and then trust in God. Here you have the future. And he says, you have the Gentiles who that's all they think about is earthly things. They value stuff. They value here. They value now. He says, we don't think like that. Your heavenly Father knoweth you have need of all these things. Seek ye first the kingdom of God. There is the second kind of value. His righteousness and all these things shall be added unto you. Take therefore no thought for tomorrow, for the morrow. For the morrow shall take thought for the things of itself, sufficient unto the day is the evil thereof. So he's essentially saying, if you're worried about your future, God's in your future. He'll take care of you in your future. This is not in contradiction with God's emphasis on righteous stewardship. You know, the righteous has for the third and fourth generation. He has to give to the third and fourth generation. He tells the steward that takes five and makes it 10. You have done righteously, you know. He commends that one. The one that just buried what he had, he didn't commend. So it's not that God doesn't want us to plan. It's not that we shouldn't think about food at all. What he's saying is don't consume your life by worry. Don't consume your life by only thinking about the temporary. Think about kingdom, eternal, God, driven values. So what do? We treasure God over our possessions, over our worries, and over our future. We trust our future to Him. I hope this impacted your way of thinking about this lesson, and I hope that you do a great job Sunday teaching your class. Thanks.